Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. That's Green Onions. Brings back is Booker T and the MGs. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my new website, which is for my book, The Age of the Customer. The new website is ageofthecustomer.com. You can read, you can listen, you can watch. We got videos there, too, on this topic, on the topic of the age of the customer. So check that out. You can also find out how to buy the book if you like to. And I believe the e-book is just now up on Amazon. If it's not, it should be there any minute now. So check all that out. Having a great visit with our good friend Guy Sermon, our favorite Frenchman. He's a contributing editor to City Journal. CityJournal.org is the website, and he's the author of Economics Does Not Lie, A Defense of the Free Market in a Time of Crisis. And Guy, and by the way, folks, if Guy were an American, we'd call him Guy. And his last name would be Sermon, Guy Sermon. If he was from Peoria, Illinois, we'd call him Guy Sermon, but he's from France, and so that makes him Guy Sermon. And Guy, you're embarking on an entrepreneurial endeavor with a new magazine, aren't you?
Yes, Jim. I've launched a new monthly magazine which is really pro market. It's called France Amérique. It's very simple. And why do I do that? It's because for the first time in American history, you now have in the United States a very large French community, 500,000 people. This never happened before. You know, the French never liked to leave France, and they loved it there. But since 20 years, I mean, the young people and people looking for economic adventures and people wanted to create new firms, they come to America. And now, we don't exactly, but we think that they reach a number of 500,000 people, which is significant, okay? Mm-hmm. Mostly based in New York and Florida and California. So I've launched a magazine for these people. It's in French. It's based in New York, but so, you know, they keep the connection between the French culture, and they are simultaneously French and American.
Now the magazine is written in French.
Regretfully, it's written in French.
And so that's going to, you know, what about us Americans who don't read French, but we want to know what you French are up to?
Well, or you learn French. Either you wait 1 year when there will be an English edition, which is part of my business plan.
Right. Well, good for you. So, and this is a print magazine.
Yes, it's a print magazine, but there is also a website, franceamerique.com, and where you can follow the life of the French community in America. And, you know, you had German and Swedes and Irish, but
right.
Where are the French? Now the French are here. I mean, they are American, they are French, but they are within the United States.
Well, good for you. Is there going to be any connection to the French in Quebec?
Not really. It's a different story. I mean, the Quebecois, you know, they're very much by themselves, okay? They've been in Canada for centuries. And the French is a really totally new community, rather young people, a lot of entrepreneurs.
So you're saying that the French... That the 100% French community in America does not have a long tradition. It's fairly young.
It's very, very new. I mean, they you know, France is the only country which really didn't send a lot of immigrants to the United States coming from Europe.
Right.
So this is a totally new phenomenon. It's new in the French history, and it's new in the American history.
Very interesting.
The French community will contribute now to American prosperity.
Mm-hmm. Will any of those French who have come over here now, will any of them is there a chance that any of them would take any of our free market ideas and go back and to their country and to your country and help the country?
I do think so. Because right now there are two large French communities abroad, United States and UK. And these French people, they are very pro-market, And they are creating foundations and political movements, and they would like to bring back free market ideas back to their mother, to their
And maybe country. Your magazine could be the conduit to make help make that happen.
Well, my magazine is read in France because it's a pro-market magazine.
Right, right, exactly, exactly. Guy, thank you for being here. Good job today. Folks, you can read about Guy's article on the Pope, Capitalism and the Pope, at City Journal, cityjournal.org. So check that out. His book is called Economics Does Not Lie. Guy, good to talk to you. Thanks for being here. Come back real soon.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Bye-bye
we'll
now.
See you next time. Guy Sormand, ladies and gentlemen, our favorite Frenchman. He'll be back another day. I'll be back in the next hour. I'm Jim Blassingham, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.